Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of this universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers, in this limited time of mine, I'll just address three issues. Number one is, Ramadan Mubarak is just a few days away now. Each one of us should ask ourselves, what is the meaning of Ramadan? Ramadan means tahriqu dhunub, that we incinerate and burn the sins. So we should not wait for Ramadan Mubarak, let us start from now. And in that way there, we start inshallah Ramadan with a clean slate. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla addresses each one of us, whether the person is a alim, whether male, female, all parts of the world, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And turn to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, all of you, in repentance and tawbah, so that you are successful, O believers. So it shows that we all should start this immediately. Second issue will be that many a time during the month of Ramadan, MashaAllah, we are fasting daytime, nighttime Taraweeh, so much tilawat of Quran, so much charity. Is that sufficient? There is one proviso, one condition, one prerequisite that many a time is overlooked. The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, Ala ukhbirukum, must I not inform you, bi afdal min darajati siyami wa sadaqati wa salat? That is better than your fasting, better than your charity, better than your salat. قَالُوا بَلَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Sahaba said, please show us and inform us, O Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قَالَ إِصْلَاحُ ذَاتِ الْبَيْنِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, that is to reconcile among ourselves. Look at our society, brothers. Locally, nationally, internationally, globally. Ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chiraag se. We are today a fragmented ummah. We are not speaking to one another, our own family members. Then we see our community. Remember, all that ibadat of ours comes to zero if we have not reconciled with our Muslim brother, Muslim sister. And this is playing directly into the hands of the enemy. That is their policy, divide and rule. We are not saying we must become the best friend of everyone. Let us, inshallah, make salam to one another at least. Two words, assalamu alaikum. In that way, inshallah, we will unite this ummah. So that is very, very important. Before Ramadan commences, where there was some argument, quarrel, dispute, let us pick up the phone. Today we have emails and what gadgets we have. But sometimes the emails are going in the wrong directions. The emails are going more to the females than the males, you know. Nevertheless, brothers and sisters, so that is the first message, the true preparation for Ramadan. When Ramadan starts, let us have our program. For example, Sehri time. Three, four things which we do not do normally, let us try and do that. Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ni'ma suhurul mu'min at-tamr. That the best Sehri for a believer is dates. We all know about dates, iftar time. So dear mothers, when we lay the dastarkhan, when we prepare the table, so let us ensure that there are dates there as well, and practice on this hadith of Mustafa alayhi salam mentioned in Abu Dawood. Second one, Quran Kareem tells us, وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ. At Sehri time, we should be making istighfar. Imam al-Hasan al-Basri, the sage of the age, a person came to him and said, in our town, in our city there is no rain. He said, make istighfar. Someone came and said, that my business is experiencing recession, a downturn. He said, make istighfar. After a few minutes, a person came and said, we married so long, we do not have children. He said, make istighfar. So you know, like today, maaf any doctor here. So when you go to the doctor, stomach pain, panado, head pain, panado, toe pain, panado. So they kept the doctor's name, Dr. Panado, you know. They said, ita badde ke panado pakrai dieto, you know. So he gives everybody one panado. So they told Imam Hassan al-Basri that, what is wrong? This person came istighfar, this one came istighfar, this one came istighfar. This is the Quran Kareem, brothers. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla has revealed 6,236 verses, 114 surahs. Each verse is called an ayat, a symbol, a sign of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. So he asked that person, Amma qara'atul Quran, did you not read the Quran? Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala states, Istaghfiru Rabbakum, innahu kana ghaffara. Make istighfar and turn to Almighty Allah and beg for forgiveness. Almighty Allah is of forgiving. Yursili samaa alaykum midrara. From the clouds, the heavens, Almighty Allah will bless us with the rain and beneficial torrential rain. وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ Almighty Allah will increase your wealth. Allah will bless you with children. These are the mundane and worldly benefits. In the year after, وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتِهُ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala will grant us the gardens and the rivulets and streams that are flowing beneath these gardens. So these are the lessons we should take for Ramadan. Then the third one, my brothers. Mustafa alayhi salam said, authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّي وَوَسَاجِدٌ فَاجْتَهِدُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى فَقَمِنٌ أَيُّسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ Go into sajda. Beg Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. We are the nearest to Allah. Which one of us sitting here today, my brothers, does not have some obstacle, some problem? Dunya is a place of problems. Darut taklif it is. So we need to beg Almighty Allah in that posture. And when we are performing the sajda out of salat, speak to Allah in any language. So beg Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Then fasting, my brothers, is a duty. And the beauty of Ramadan is tilawat of Quran. Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, the great scholar, jurist that he was, when Ramadan was 30 days, 61 times he would make khatam of the noble Quran. The whole month was dedicated to noble Quran. Daytime one khatam, nighttime one khatam. As the imam, he used to complete another khatam. We are not Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, brothers, but each one of us should think sincerely that how can Ramadan Mubarak pass and I have not completed one khatam of the noble Quran. To you, my beloved youngsters who have completed the Quran Kareem, normally when we are invited for khatmul Quran, I mentioned these three incidents. Once, Hazrat Maulana Abul Hasan al-Nadwi, rahimahullah, who was one of the greatest shuyukh in the Indo-Pak subcontinent, the Arab ulama used to respect him so much. Once he was in Makkah Mukarramah walking, the sheikh told him, Inna fulanan yahfadul Quran. You see that youngster, he is by hearting the noble Quran. Sheikh Abul Hasan al-Nadwi, rahimahullah, spontaneously responded and said, Wal Quranu yahfaduhu. You are telling me that the youngster is by hearting memorizing the Quran. My response, Sheikh Abul Hasan Nadwi responded, the Quran Kareem will protect and guard this youngster. We can see it today. How ulama, how the huffaz, what honor Almighty Allah bestows and confers upon them. So each one of us should have that aspiration. Ya Allah, my three sons, my four sons, at least one of them, inshallah, I will make a hafiz, I will make a alim, inshallah. Second one, Mufti Shafi Sahib, rahimahullah, who was one of the greatest muftis, the grand mufti of Pakistan. He was the Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, of our time. In his Ma'ariful Quran, when he fell very sick, what did he say? He said, Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maqsood nahi. Apni zindagi ko Quran Sharif mein khatam karna maqsood hai. The aim is not to complete the Quran Kareem only, brothers and sisters. The aim is to finish our life in the khidmat and service of the Quran and Sunnah. We take our Maulana Qasim Ali. The other night I mentioned it as well in Trikhat. His whole life basically was for Quran and Sunnah. See the death Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala bestowed upon him. Today our youngsters, take the families. You the Ghani and Janu family. You the Nur Muhammad Ayub Suleiman family. Hazrat Maulana Zubair Ali Rahimahullah's family. The Aswad family. It is the great bounty and favor of Almighty Allah. Allah himself says, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ This bounty and favor which Almighty Allah has bestowed upon you, you should be so happy, you should be rejoicing, you should be in that state of ecstasy. Huwa khayrun mimma yajma'un. It is better than all the bounties and favors which Almighty Allah has bestowed upon a person. So this wealth of Iman, the wealth of Islam, Quran, Sunnah, is the greatest bounties which Almighty Allah has blessed us with. Ramadan Mubarak is few days away. My honorable teacher, Hazrat Maulana Salimullah Khan Sahib Hafizahullah, when we went for Umrah now 2-3 months ago, so I did not know Hazrat was there. Alhamdulillah, we met. And we were speaking. I asked Hazrat, now, what's the Hazrat's age? He said, 88 years old, mashallah, he still stands and reads the Salat, the first Salat. Sunnah, all that he says. This story he mentioned once in passing in class. In his gao, in his village there, there was no Hafiz. The people were panicking. Who will lead the Salat? Hazrat said, don't worry, I'll be the Imam. But in the back of the mind, people knew that Hazrat is not a Hafiz. So what will happen? Hazrat says, from Sehri time, right till Iftar time, I have to learn. And then 27 night, he completed the entire Quran Kareem. In 27 days, brothers and sisters, he became Hafiz of Noble Quran. There are witnesses to this incident even today. And Hazrat has mentioned it in his autobiography as well. So the challenges of the Quran are many. We know in our own country, the sad indictment upon us, my brothers, these are 3-4 incidents I need to share with you. Number one, you see, the World Cup came to our country. The majority, male, female, young, old, the kala, the dadi, nani, who also doesn't know, she just know the ball must go in the net. So the ball went in the net, she started clapping hand. They told the kala, nani, the ball went in the own net. It didn't go in the opponent's net, you know. It was their own goal. So they took the vuvuzelas and they were busy with all these things. You go today to a Muslim home, children are masoom. So you know, we visit sometimes, the child comes and say, must I blow the vuvuzela for you? So all this we find is right in our own homes. Study our history, brothers and sisters in South Africa. There's a wonderful book written by Ahmed Davis, rahimahullah. Wonderful contribution he has done. He passed away a long time. The history of the Cape and the Masajid in Cape Town. From 1654 to 1804, for 150 years, the Quran Kareem was banned here in South Africa. Any person caught teaching others the noble Quran, studying the Quran, it was punishable by death in this beloved country, South Africa. Today, Allah has changed everything. Thousands of people studying in South Africa. Thousands of students coming from abroad. So many in Middleburg, you got 20, 50 Hafiz maybe. So remember, this is the mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. 9/11 is coming. The church has announced in certain parts of the world, burn a Quran. Every one of you take the Quran and burn it. Remember, my brothers, for us as Muslims, this is nothing surprising. Almighty Allah has mentioned all this in the Noble Quran. يُرِيدُونَ يُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Their intention is to extinguish the effulgence and the nur of Almighty Allah with their mouths. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Almighty Allah is and will definitely complete that effulgence, that nur. Islam will spread to every part of the globe. People will embrace Islam if Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla gives them and is written for them. Remember, this is the reality. وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Even though if the enemy detested and hated the non-Muslims. And the last message, you my youngsters, you have completed Quran Kareem. Tomorrow you'll be standing here. Remember that. You need to go to your teacher, Hafiz Qari Sahib Altaf. Kiss his hand. This is how we honor our asatiza, our teachers. Go to your parents and tell them to make special dua for you. And we say, تَقَبَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنَّا وَمِنْكُمْ. May Almighty Allah accept from us. May Almighty Allah accept from you. Just now when the program concludes, remember, dua will be made. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anh, the special attendant of Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, used to gather his family and used to make collective dua. Allama Nawawi has written, on the occasion when Khatmul Quran takes place, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala delegates and sends 4,000 malaika to say Ameen. It's a very momentous occasion, brothers. So we all should wait till the ending, participate in the dua, and these young flowers of ours, may Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla accept them for His deen, and for you, the families, remember, it should become an inspiration that we take them and encourage them to go further with their studies, inshallah. Jazakallahu khair, wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.